All right. So many emotional stories that we got this week, and we just couldn't pick. So we said, you know what? Let's let Montreal decide.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a ton of texts the last 45 minutes or so on our text line at 9925. And just imagine not being able to be with your family at Christmas. Like, mm-hmm. Can you guys just imagine that for one second?
Yeah. We got four amazing entries. One from a woman who's here with her two boys, and her parents moved away to Vancouver. And of course, it's really expensive to fly within Canada, and she hasn't been able to spend the holidays with them for a really long time. We spoke with Rosa, who has lived away from her boys and her husband since 2009, yeah. Waiting for them to get their papers in order mm-hmm. so that they can move here and be with her.
And speaking of Rosa, judging by our votes on our text on at 9925, people were pulling for her, and she's on the phone right now. How you feeling, Rosa? You okay?
Good.
Do you know who's
not
calling?
Really. Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, it's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. How are you today?
Yes, good. How are you?
We're good. What are you doing?
I'm here at the house trying to go out to work.
Oh, okay. Where do you work?
At St. Michel, like 45 minutes drive.
Oh, you have 45 minutes. So that's why you listen to our show in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, so Rosa, you entered our Home for the Holidays contest. Just remind us who you entered and who you wanted to bring home for the holidays.
It's my husband, my youngest son, and my two boys.
Your husband, your youngest son, and your two boys.
Yes, it's my two other boys.
And you don't get to see them often, do you?
No, especially Christmas.
Right. And how long have you been away from them?
I've been here in Montreal since 2009 when I did the papers for them.
2009. And your family, where does your husband and kids live?
My husband is working in Saudi Arabia and with my youngest son because he's only 14. And my two boys are studying in Philippines. We all have to be apart.
So you have a 14-year-old son that you've been living away from since 2009.
Yes, since he was 6.
Oh my gosh, he was 6. And the reason they're not here, Rosa, is because you're still working on getting their papers so they can move here to be with you?
Yes, that's what I'm doing, you know, for them here.
Wow. Okay, well, Rosa, I don't know if you know, but this morning we actually had Montreal vote because we had a lot of heart-wrenching stories for a home for Christmas. And it was overwhelming, the result that we got.
And Rosa, guess what?
Yeah.
They chose you. You are officially the grand prize winner. For our Home for Christmas contest, congratulations!
I am a grandma.
Oh,
you're my grandma. Thank you.
You are.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
that's so
I am a grandma waiting.
Okay, so Rosa, you're
thank
gonna.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Rosa. You're gonna be spending the holidays with your husband and with your kids all together. How are you feeling?
We're also going to throw in a 3-night stay at a hotel and also a little something special for them to spend while they're here in Montreal, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, just the thought of all of you being together.
Oh, happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. You too, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you so much. Enjoy your holidays. I know they're going to be probably it'll probably be the most special Christmas you'll ever have.
Good
to see your boys. I'm gonna
so
cry.
Happy for you guys.
Thank you. I'm happy. Thank you.
Feel the love. We just got a big group hug
I'm
here.
I'm in tears. I know. She's been away for her 14-year-old son. Since he's 6 years old, she hasn't lived in the same country as him. I can't imagine what the holidays are going to look like for them.
Just goes to show you, don't take it for granted that you get to be with your family at Christmas and, you know, throughout the year mm-hmm. when you hear moments like this. So congratulations to Rosa from the Beat 92.5.